I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At the end of September, Iran's inflation rate reached nearly 43%. David with Heart for Iran says it's thrown the country into a crisis.
We're hearing stories of just people unable to pay for their rent, buy groceries. Any kind of basic necessities are really becoming unaffordable.
Plus, prices are changing at a moment's notice, and the inflation is also having an impact on the young Iranian underground church. These believers still have daily needs to be met. And as you might imagine, life circumstances are making the idea of generosity a little more difficult to comprehend. But David says a generous heart during times of great need is a gospel witness. So pray for the church in Iran. Ask God to meet their needs and pray for a generous heart. And spending the night alone in a canoe on the ocean would be pretty daunting for just one night, but try 5 months. One pastor did for the sake of the gospel. Pastor Vidasto Sobiaga, known as Pastor Viz, set out for a group of Filipino islands in a canoe, but the villagers wouldn't let him on the island. Rather than go home, Pastor Viz lived on his boat off the shore for 5 months while he built relationships. Bill Passons with AMG International tells us,
I recently visited this island and we took a 40-minute boat ride in a motorized boat. So you can imagine how long it took him to get there. And then staying every day on the boat, storms, whatever may come up. But he knew God had called him there.
Eventually, a village leader accepted Christ and his village welcomed Pastor Viz. And today, there's a thriving church on several of the islands. Pray encouragement for pastors who are doing gospel work in the Philippines. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support from people like you keeps MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, so a gift of any amount will help us spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Just look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.